Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. And this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast has been brought to you by Write Your Worth Live Training in Atlanta. That's right, friends. March 30th and 31st, Dr. Fred Jones and his Publish Me Now team will be in Atlanta for the Write Your Worth Live Training, where he will be sharing his strategies, his secrets, and systems that have enabled him to produce a six-figure income from his number one best-selling book entitled Publish Me Now. He will also be sharing his signature four-step publishing system, which includes pen, protect, publish, and profit. This system has enabled him to help more than 1,000 authors publish their books. Friends, if you're serious about writing a book, and if you're serious about turning that into a six-figure income, the Write Your Worth Live Training in Atlanta, March 30th and 31st is just for you. I will be a co-host, and I'm looking forward to it. Once again, the link is bit.ly/2WYW Atlanta. Friends, once again, the link, we're going to have it down in the show notes, but it's bit.ly/2WYW Atlanta. I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta, friends, and I look forward to connecting with you. Now, on to today's episode.
Thank you. Thank you. How we feeling, Rowlett High School? Y'all can do better than that. How we feeling, Rowlett High School? Excellent. Excellent. The gentleman who just went before me, Mr. Quay, he did a phenomenal job just celebrating and appreciating our women. Can we give it up for the women? Can we give it up for them? Most definitely, because we all understand without women, we would not be here at all. So we appreciate you, we love you, and I'm very grateful for each and every one of you all. But today, just really quickly, I want to slow it down for a moment, just a brief moment. And I want everybody to close your eyes. Just close your eyes, no peeking. And I want you to begin to imagine, where do you see yourself in the next 2, the next 3, the next 4 years? I want you to begin to imagine if you see yourself maybe having your own business. I want you to begin to imagine seeing yourself behind whatever whip you plan on driving. If it be a Porsche, if it be a Bentley, if it be a Ferrari. I want y'all to really visualize this thing, because that's the only way you'll get there. I want you to really paint that picture. And now I want y'all to go ahead and open your eyes. So the dream ended. The dream ended. And then have y'all heard of a guy by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King? Oh, so y'all know that brother. Okay. And then he was known for having a what?
A dream.
I said he was known for having a what?
A dream.
Okay, so y'all know him pretty well. Excellent. The thing I want to challenge about Dr. King, he did have a dream, and for the first time this year, I actually heard that full speech, and it moved me. I was encouraged by it. But then I realized, just as I'm sure some of y'all realize when you have dreams at night, when you go to bed, because I had the opportunity to see some of y'all, and I can tell y'all are big thinkers, y'all are bold thinkers, and y'all have large dreams. When you wake up, you realize that the dream vanishes, right? When you wake up, you would agree that the dream you had the night before, it disappears, doesn't it? So the first thing I want to challenge y'all with today is understanding that having a dream is not good enough. Some of y'all might look at me and say, well, that's not encouraging. You're talking down to us. I'm not. Just stay with me. Stay with me for a little bit. Let's hang out. Let's talk. I want you to see, because when we take the time, we have dreams and we have visions, which I think are great. We have to follow those up with effort. We have to follow those up with application. Because one thing I realized as I was getting prepared for this presentation, I found my old high school report card. Right? Ooh. I then began to look at the grades. 70, 83, 100. That was in weight training. Don't get too excited. That was in weight training. And I didn't even lift that much. And then lastly, I had a 71. Would y'all say those grades are impressive?
No.
They're not. They're not impressive at all, actually. Here's the funny thing. When I began to look at the comments the teacher said, excessive talking disrupts others. Capable of better work. And now every one of you see me on this stage today, because later throughout my life, I didn't realize this in high school, but that's why I'm glad y'all still have this opportunity. Each of you still have this opportunity today. Just as we've seen these talented individuals up here, and just as I know each and every one of you all sitting here before me has a talent, has a gift, has a specific purpose, passion, desire to do whatever it is you're passionate about. Some individuals, it might be dancing, some it might be rapping, some it might be music. But when you begin to take what you know and then you begin to apply effort to what you know, then you can ultimately create success in whatever facet you would like. Like my friend Valencia King, y'all saw she came up here. She's living by doing what she desires to do, having a microphone, interviewing your favorite entertainers. Valencia is definitely a superstar, without a doubt. And y'all have that same ability just as well, because she was sitting in the same classrooms that y'all were sitting in, that y'all are sitting in now. Then when you began to apply those efforts and when you began to apply what you already know, for instance, Instagram. Raise your hand if you have an Instagram account. We all have social media. Likes don't translate to dollars, but some of y'all have enough followers to where if you marketed something online, you could create your own business. You began to realize, wait a minute, I'm learning math in class, so now I can be able to add up the money that I'm making doing X, Y, Z. So once we realize that we have a dream, then we move forward, and then we began to apply what we know, then we can create awesome things. Like they said, I'm an author. I have this book. I wrote this book. Yes. Writing, I struggled in. Honestly, now I'm still not even the best writer. I'll be the first one to tell you. But when you began to apply efforts towards your dreams, and when you began to say, wait a minute, I want to change the world by using my voice. I want to change the world by writing my thoughts down. People will rally with you, and people will get behind you and support your dream. And the only reason I really wrote this book is to encourage y'all, to encourage each one of you in here today, because now you don't have an excuse. You can say, well, I struggle in writing too. Okay, well, what do we need to do about that? Let's talk to the teacher and see how I can get help later in class. Let's take time and go to math tutoring, and let's see how we can get those grades up. And ultimately, can y'all repeat one more thing after me? Can you say, I come as one, but I stand as 10,000? The great Dr. Maya Angelou said that quote, and I will forever remember it, because legacy is what lies in your hands. At the end of the day, many people have come before each and every one of you in these seats. Many people will come after each one of you in these seats. But the fact of the matter is, how will you be remembered? Will you be an individual who plowed the way and made it easier for somebody else to come behind you? Will you be an individual who makes it extremely difficult for somebody to come behind you? Because some of us in here, if I ask you, what's your great-grandfather's name? Some of you wouldn't be able to give me a name because he might have not done anything. But I guarantee you, if you have a grandfather and he's paying for your college, you have a grandfather who cashed out a car for you, you have a grandfather who's getting you all the new clothes, getting you everything you need, you remember his name very well, or a grandmother as well. So I want us to be encouraged today. Because y'all are having great dreams. You're having big dreams, big visions. And I encourage you, continue to let your imagination fly. But as it flies, then take a step back and look and say, currently I'm at Rowlett High School, but I'm trying to take over the world, ultimately. Then you just have to connect the dots in between. Well, what challenges will I face? I want to start a business, but I don't necessarily have money. So let me find a mentor. I want to go to college, but nobody in my family has ever been to college before. So let me talk with the guidance counselor. Let me get some insight. Let me get some more information. Let me get clarity there. Because once we have clarity, then we can move forward, going all in, really pursuing the dream, really pursuing the passion. Is that all right with y'all? And I'm about to get out your way, but I just want us to understand that each and every one of us in here today, we have the ability to create the life and business of our dreams. But first, we have to speak our success. So everybody say, speak your success.
Speak your success.
Believe in your greatness.
Believe in your greatness.
And create the life and business of your dreams.
And create the life and business of your dreams.
You have the choice. You have the resources. You have the tools you need. You just have to begin to apply those. And then ultimately, you can have a fruitful life. So thank you, Rowlett High School.
Friends, as always, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to tune in to our Speak Your Success podcast. And as we're continuing to drive the Speak Your Success 5K, if you would like to be a sponsor or if you would like to purchase a copy of Process so that we can match that order and donate a copy to a child in your name, please feel free to visit jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. Or feel free to shoot us a DM at Speak Your Success on Instagram or even to Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram as well. And I would love to take the time to talk with you, to connect with you and see what we need to do so that we can continue to push the campaign forward. Friends, if this podcast has added value to you, we would like to challenge you to take the time, share the podcast, as well as take the time and leave us a helpful review so we can continue to expand the platform and continue to expand the impact. Once again, friends, continue to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?